Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
I chuckled at the comment one little girl made to her mother. She was with her mother, mingling with lots of folks somewhere, when the daughter took note of another little girl. She pointed to her and said, "Look, Mom, she was made in China." Obviously, from the little girl's appearance and from what she had learned, she came to that conclusion. I don't chuckle at all when I hear comments made about this world being the results of billions of years of evolution. I don't like hearing the references to man's development through the process of evolution. What so many are saying is that we have developed through these mutations over millions of years. The information being fed into our minds is that mankind developed. We have not been created. We just happened. Our Bible tells a different tale.
I have stood beside the ocean, heard the mighty breakers roar. I've been dwarfed by lofty mountains, watched the mighty eagle soar. Just to think this same Creator blew His breath into the sod. In an instant a soul was fashioned in the image of God. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image, the image of God. I have stood beside the cradle, marveled at the gentle grace God can give a newborn baby, show His glory in its face. I have felt those little fingers, and I sense a touch of God. Then I knew a soul so perfect was not destined for the sod. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image of God. For I was made in the image, the of God.
Genesis 1:26 says, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness," says God. Verse 27 records, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him." Psalms 100, one of my favorites, because of the bold declaration that it makes, says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture." From the 139th chapter of Psalms, we find the psalmist writing about the wonder of God's eternal presence and knowledge. He says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body." When James wrote to Christians about how we should correctly use our tongues, he made mention of these truthful facts of creation. He wrote, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men. We have been made in God's likeness." He teaches us not to be cursing men, but our point is to note how that he says we are made in God's likeness. Many other references can be made that tell us of how we were created in God's image and in his likeness. This is a very vital and critical part of our Christian faith. The basis of so much depends upon this belief. With all the things being fed into us from the unbelieving world that has forsaken God and the truth about God and creation, it is imperative that we voice God's word into the world so that the truth concerning our creation will be made known. The value of human life has been greatly diminished through the constant messages declaring that we are just the product of an evolutionary process. Nothing separates us from the animal kingdom except these mutations that have happened over the millions and billions of years. As one friend of mine said, "That makes us cosmic junk." It is no wonder that violent crimes that inflict harm and hurt upon human beings is so prevalent today. So many in our society not only participate in murdering innocent children, but think nothing of it. For years, abortion has become the right choice of convenience without the conviction that God formed that body and that God created that baby in his image. It makes it okay to destroy that life. The lowering of human value does more than just give rise to crime and ungodly living. We can mistreat one another with our words and our actions. Those who claim to love can be the victims of our abuse. That may well have been why James uses his words about man being made in the image of God in teaching us about how wrong it is to curse men. God has left no doubt that such things as slander, maligning, gossip, lying, false testimony, or sins that carry with them harsh judgments. How many children are removed from the homes where they should be loved? They're removed because of the danger they're in from the folks who should be caring for them. Why? Could it be because too many parents don't look at their children as someone who has been created by God and in his image? Folks, if we take away this special place, this beauty of humanity, then we are open to every kind of abuse and mistreatment that can come from the sinful mind of man. As Christians, let us tell our children they're made in God's image, and hopefully they'll want to know more about what that means. Let's speak up and let folks know that we do not accept the theories that have long plagued our education system and influenced far too many folks to reject God's creative work. God's creative work didn't end in the creation of the human race. The spiritual creation in Christ is from God as well. We sinners can be recreated in the image of Christ Jesus through the handiwork of God's love and His grace. I'd like to tell you more about it. I believe that with all my heart that God created us in His image in human form, and that through the rebirth of our spirits, we have been recreated in the image of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you like to know more about it? Contact MOI, and we'll gladly share more.
Love sought me, mercy found me, but it was grace, marvelous grace, that set me free. Oh, love saw my teardrops, mercy had compassion, but it was grace, marvelous grace, that set me free. It was love that held my Savior to the old rugged cross, that mercy could be granted to me.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.